This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch coming to you live from Tampa? Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out, as always, goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, and I mean everybody, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. You can also follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, and Getter the same way. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from the panhandle of Florida, up there, undergroundusa.com's Frank Silvano. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood down here, and I hope it's the same up there.
It's a lot better than last week.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Are you ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance.
To the flag, of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Mr. Frank, the Ukraine is ramping up as more hacking has been taking place. Obviously, they believe that's the Russians doing that. And then this is kind of a strange story because of where this happened. I know that they've had an ongoing war back and forth between Russia and the Ukraine and the eastern part of the country since 2014. But there were reports and pictures that came from a school that was apparently hit by artillery fire with a hole in the side of the school and damage to the inside of the school, and a report that three teachers were slightly injured in the artillery front round that was fired at the school. Now, what the heck is going on?
Well, this is the Donbas region, which has been occupied by separatists for years. They're pro-Russian, but they're not affiliated with Russia. You got to remember the history of Ukraine here. You know, it was affiliated. It's a rich heritage to the Russian people. So the separatists in Donbas, who have been violent, they're violent separatists. They would love to see a confrontation ignite between Russia and Ukraine that's military in nature, because they know Russia would win and they would be reunited with Russia.
Mm-hmm.
So what do separatists do? They take advantage of opportunities that present. And that's exactly what happened in this instance. There's still a standoff that's happening here. Putin is not going in yet because he's getting what he wants from the West.
Mm-hmm.
Again, he plays three-tiered chess when the Biden administration plays checkers.
Mm-hmm.
He's playing the West for everything that it's worth to get what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
That's his ultimate goal. If he wanted to go into Ukraine, he would have done it already. So when we hear reports in the mainstream media that Russia's firing shots, it's playing into the hands of the Biden administration's misinformation machine. You've got to double and triple check everything that the media is actually reporting. And in this instance, you've got to go overseas to read the media over there. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that are going to actually come out with more facts. The American press won't do it because they're trying to help Biden wag the dog. But if you want to know what's going on over in Donbass, you're going to have to read overseas stuff, and you'll learn about the separatists that want to agitate a conflict between the two nations.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've got the Freedom Convoy, which is still alive and well to a certain degree. Yesterday, little old Trudowski up there, Comrade Trudowski, he decided to put the screws to everything and shut down the bank accounts to many of the drivers that were there. And as the drivers were climbed out of their trucks to do whatever, police then converged on them and arrested them. They arrested two of the principal organizers, a man and a woman, that started it. Plus, they've had about a dozen or so they've arrested since then. How they're going to get their trucks out of there, they're going to have to tow them. They certainly aren't going to be able to drive them because they have no money to buy any fuel to do what they need to do to go to wherever they need to go next.
Yeah, and they're trying to incorporate the millions that were raised through cryptocurrency into this too, which is a power grab in and of itself, because that's peer-to-peer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's not, cryptocurrency isn't under the purview of any government. It's decentralized. Specifically because the people who created the cryptocurrencies, especially Bitcoin,
mm-hmm.
didn't want the government to control currency and transactions. So we'll see if that stands. But the larger point is that the Canadian Parliament, which Trudeau's party is a minority party in, is not happy with his invoking of the Emergency Act. So they'll be talking about that today. And if they come back with a no vote on that, which they have the authority to do, then all of this has to stop. All of the truckers have to be released, and everything has to go back to the way it was before you invoked the Emergency Act.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see what the Canadian Parliament does today.
Okay. Now, in the meantime, the United States has their own Freedom Convoy, which is forming around the country. And I guess we'll have to talk about that when we come back, because I hear the music. And they're going to get ready to hit the roads and head to Washington, D.C. Frank, you hang on. And folks, I'll be coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to let our buddy Kyle Warren take us to break. So, Mr. Kyle, it's your turn.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
Okay, we are going to do it in this portion of the program. My conversation with Frank Salvato from undergroundusa.com is brought to you by Moss Nissan. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And you know, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle up there where Frank sat, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, up in the upper Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. And you heard me right. Now, Moss Nissan is trying to be the best they can be all the time as a dealership out there, and they just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service. Now, it all starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection either at Moss. Several hundred new and pre-owned vehicles with all the bells and whistles you could think of. Clean trade-ins, they're commanding a great resale value. The used vehicles now are worth as much as 37%, provided they're in good condition, above what they used to be. And that's phenomenal. Now, don't forget, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, get great care, taking care of them. Now, Moss Nissan locations are in Crystal River. The flagship store is in Newport Richey. You've got Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And the all-new Moss Nissan is being built right now in Brooksville along State Route 50, right there, just west of the Veterans Expressway. Now, you can find out more about them online by going to mossnissan.com. That's spelled M-A-U-S, mossnissan.com. And don't forget to tell me Captain sent you. Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the country. All right, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Now, as we were talking, the downtrodden truck drivers, if you will, are being screwed, blued, and tattooed by the likes of Trudeau, and then they got this woman, Diane Deans, who was she's the chairman of the Police Services Board, and she's called the protests an insurrection. The terrorists, protesters are terrorists. There's mostly rural Canadians behind it, but Americans are seeking to overthrow Canada's democracy. Here we go again with that nonsense.
Yeah, we're just awful, awful, awful neighbors down south of the Canadian-U.S. border. The fact that Trudeau and his government, again, a minority government when it comes to the parliament, has inflicted such draconian measures on that country that they're arresting pastors still up there for having services and violating COVID mandates, even when COVID is literally wound down around the world. You know, if you think this is about public health, and especially up in Canada, then you are not paying attention. This is a control move up there, and it's pretty brutal. But what do you expect from an administration like Trudeau's, which tends to lean towards socialism all the way around? Socialists like to control things, you know, and this Dean woman, you know, she's cut of the same cloth. So they're trying to deflect from what they've done up there with the truckers by implicating the United States. Too bad, so sad, it's not going to work.
Well, here's the deal. While they've arrested Chris Barber and Tamara Litch, who are two of the founders of this trucker convoy, the Freedom Convoy, they never bothered to do anything to the BLM organizers when they were burning down cities and all that good stuff, now, did they?
No, they didn't, and that's because the BLM narrative, which is a full-blown invested in Marxism movement, advances the Marxist narrative that the socialists up there like. You know, so, no, of course they're not going to arrest people who are marching for BLM. They're not going to arrest people from Antifa either. They try to find excuses not to arrest people who are full-blown Islamo-fascist terrorists up there either. But you want to speak freely? You want to redress government? You want to protest what your fascist government is imposing upon you? Yeah, now you get arrested.
Well, the Democrats have got a big problem. 32 of them are not in the House, are not seeking re-election right now. And I'm looking at a number here in front of me that the swing districts that are out there, 64% of the voters agree with the Republicans and agree with the fact that the country is going in the wrong direction. And as many as 80% of the self-defined swing voters believe that the Democrats will lose in their seats across the country. They'll lose control of the Congress. They'll lose control of the Senate as well.
Yeah, this is from what I've understand, this is the biggest swing that is set to happen in the 30 years that Gallup has been keeping track of this. You know, so they're in trouble. And when the AP did an article over the weekend about the popularity of Democrats in rural and near rural areas from coast to coast, and Democrats are going into hiding. You know, they do not want to identify as Democrats because they say the dislike for the Democrat brand is palpable, especially in the rural areas. Now, we've got to, this distinction has to be made. The Democrat Party that's in power is reflective of the Democrats who voted them in. While the media will try to keep saying that, well, the Biden administration did this, and Nancy Pelosi did that, and Chuck Schumer did this, and Ocasio-Cortez said that, it's the Democrat rank and file that has been electing these people to office. They had a chance in the primaries for the presidency to actually vote people in who could have made a difference. Mm-hmm. They chose Biden and Harris.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, so this is the fault of the Democrat voters. They're the ones that put these people into office that are doing this to our country.
Mm-hmm.
So it's time to call the people out on the carpet that have actually done this.
Mm-hmm.
If Democrat voters don't want to be recognized and they don't support this, but how about voting for people that are actually good for the country instead of just anybody with a D behind their name?
Yep. All right. Hold that thought. We got a caller on the line. Good morning. Is this Mary?
It is. Good morning. I just don't understand how a free country or any country can actually try to force people to get a genetic decoder in their body after the Holocaust and the experimentation that occurred in Nazi Germany. How that they could even think of this is just, it's mind-blowing, the fact that they would even think about doing that. I don't understand that. Thank you.
Okay. Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, she's talking about the mRNA vaccines, and really, people need to read what Dr. Robert Malone is saying about it. He's one of the chief architects of that kind of therapy. And when you start getting into what that can do to your DNA long term, it is some scary, scary stuff. The fact that the FDA and the CDC didn't allow this to fully be vetted before they decided to mass indoctrinate our mass with this, our people with this, and instead rely heavily on the monoclonal antibody therapies that were out there that are 90-95% effective.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is malpractice all the way around. And the fact that these pharmaceutical companies have built in indemnity for themselves throughout this whole thing, mm-hmm, should be criminal. So Mary's right.
All right, let me go over here to Backgammon Bob. What's up there, Backgammon Bob?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that as far as the elections and stuff, I think that we ought to be emphasizing to have the let's give us a give the Republicans a chance, especially these blue areas, rather than the Democrats have had their chance and they've had it repeatedly. That they just can't seem to do the job right. It's time to give the Republicans a chance as far as an election slogans or candidates emphasize in these blue cities.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Frank, can you stick around?
You bet.
All right. We'll come back and we'll answer that as to why maybe the Democrats should think twice about reelecting a Democrat since they've done such a bang-up job for the country. Remember, when Biden got elected on Election Day, the price of gasoline at the pump in my neighborhood was $1.87 a gallon. 2020, on November, Election Day. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Group of Seven, or G7, is prepared for serious dialogue with Russia over the Ukraine crisis after Western countries and NATO accused Moscow of trying to create a pretext for an invasion with an escalation of violence in Ukraine's conflict with Russian-backed separatists in the eastern part of the country. The separatists have been battling the Ukraine government since 2014. The Senate voted 65-27 on Thursday to pass a stopgap measure to avoid a government shutdown. Government funding was set to expire Friday. Thursday's resolution extends funding through March 11th while Congress works on the details of a full-year spending package. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Germany for the next couple of days. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki from the lectern.
To attend the February 18th to 20th Munich Security Conference. She will build on the president's and the national security team's intensive engagement with European allies and partners.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You betcha. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you my friends over at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team. They do a great job over there. I've been using their product for going on 7 years. A lot of people have been telling me that they've been taking Relief Factor now because of me and thanking me for doing it. Because what it does is the combination of the natural ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation by going right straight to the source of whatever's causing the problem. It'll lower or eliminate pain and alleviate pain at the source. Number one, it's 100% drug-free. Number two, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product with key enzymes and proteins that you need to have in your body anyway, so it's good for you. And number three, it'll support healthy joints and muscles and speed along the healing process as well. Now, I take it every day without fail. It costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start. No membership clubs to join, none of that stuff. $19.95, the three-week quick start. Then after that, you'll go on regular delivery. You'll find out all about that as you move along. But you can go to the website they gave me. It's relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go on over there, check it out, because after all you have to lose is pain. All right, back to Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. And, you know, Mr. Frank, we were talking about the Democrats and this, that, and the other and all that stuff and what's going on and the votes out in the countryside. Definitely We know that the folks in the countryside are going to make a difference because they're not buying what the Democrats are selling in the big cities now, are they?
No, they're not. And it's become evident when the mainstream media starts making excuses for the Democratic voters and trying to point the onus of dissatisfaction on the Democrat Party, you know something's going on. Democrat voters in rural areas, per the Associated Press, which is no big cheerleader of the right, is saying that Democrats are starting to refuse to identify as Democrats in the rural and non-rural areas. And to Bob's point from before the break about maybe Democrats giving Republicans a chance because they had their turn, I love his thought process, but that's never going to happen. Democrats want the nanny state. They want government control. They don't believe in individualism. That's why they use groupthink. You know, if Republicans want to actually right the country, they're going to go out and have to take the next election decisively, beyond any give zone there for fudging the numbers. And you saw how, when it's close, how numbers can be fudged from different avenues in the 2020 election. Mm-hmm. So that means winning by 10 percentage points in places. Not by 2, not by 3, not by 5. You gotta way beat that margin of error. So that's what needs to happen. You've got a potent force in the fascist left in this country. They believe it's their time. And they have been running for the goal line from the 10 when we've just kind of woken up on the 40. So it's all hands on deck. I know, you always hear people saying this is the most important election of your lifetime. They've been the most important election the last four times, and they keep making incremental inroads. And remember when, like, Barack Obama got in, now Biden's here. It's the appointments that they make that last beyond their presidencies that move the country in a different direction. Ever since Woodrow Wilson, our nation is literally run by a bureaucracy. You know, our Congress now creates laws that are so vague and so general, giving the power to hammer out the minutiae of these laws to the bureaucracy, that the bureaucracy has more power than Congress does. So it's about the appointments unless we dismantle the bureaucracy. And you saw what happened to Donald Trump when he tried to dismantle the bureaucracy. Both sides came at him with the long knives.
There's too much money being made.
Absolutely. The game is one that enriches all the players, regardless of who's in power. So if we are going to dismantle this bureaucracy and get back to constitutionalism, every election from now on out is the most important election that there is. And that means putting people into office that want to dismantle the bureaucracy of the federal government and get back to powering the states. We've got to get back to the way the framers wanted the country to run, and the federal government was not supposed to have this much power. It just wasn't. The states were supposed to be the government that was more important in your daily life because it was the government that was closer to you. You could change it more easily. The federal government, as we see now, especially after Wilson and the creation of the deep state and the bureaucracy, work is cut out for us, people. We are not on a winning edge right now.
Let's drop over to Hillary Clinton for a second, shall we? A majority.
I got my Kevlar on, yeah.
Yeah, a majority of voters think that the special counsel John Durham's accusations against Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign are very important and significant, and they agree with former President Trump that it's a scandal much worse than Watergate.
Well, absolutely. When you're spying on a sitting president, when you're creating news and colluding with the media to advance false narratives that include foreign governments, and you're the one actually doing it, yes, it's much bigger than Watergate. And, you know, now they said Hillary came out with her response, and she called it, oh, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
What'd you expect her to say? Yeah, I did it. You know, this woman needs to be investigated from top to bottom, and instead of just getting slapped on the wrist or allowing her to take a plea deal right before the next election so Biden can pardon her, how about we put her in prison?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's enough things that she's done through her political life for her to stay in trial for the next 50 years.
Mm-hmm. But she doesn't know anything. She has no idea. This is all made up by Fox and the Trump people.
Yeah, of course it is. You know, and the long list of people, her inner circle that suddenly met with demise, that's just a coincidence, too. I don't know of anybody besides Mao and Stalin who have had so many people die in their inner circles of the Clintons.
Yeah. The Biden,
you know,
trail. The Biden trail.
Oh, my Lord. You know, so Durham, I hope he's got an excellent security detail because he needs it.
Mm-hmm.
And he needs to bring these things out into the open in an expedited manner. Because if you give her enough time to be able to finagle the deal with some of the people that her husband appointed at the DOJ during his term who are now in the higher offices there,
mm-hmm.
she's going to be able to figure out how not to see the inside of a cell.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably why Biden is in the Oval Office and you know, to pardon her at the end of his term.
Yeah.
You know, this is how far out these people think. So don't underestimate her. This time, it has to stick.
Well, that comes from Valerie Jarrett.
No, let's see how much Valerie Jarrett doesn't like Hillary Clinton.
And she doesn't.
because if she really wants to end the Clinton reign, mm-hmm. there will be no plea deal, and she'll go to trial. And this time, she'll be going without her favorite law firm and without her favorite lawyer. She won't be able to go with Mark Elias, and she won't be able to go with Perkins Coie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, all of that is there for the asking. If we can just get it done.
Well, let's make sure that Durham's got a really good security detail because I don't put anything past the Clintons.
No,
nothing.
No, you are absolutely spot on. 199% accurate about that one. Well, you know, we're getting ready to run out of time here, but in the few seconds that I have left here, I really think that the country has made a turn. I think what happened in San Francisco this week proves that.
Well, let's keep it going. We got to pull it back from the fascists. It's important.
All right, my friend, we'll let you go. We'll talk to you on Monday. Have a great weekend.
Stay low, my friend.
Thank you very much. Okay, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, undergroundusa.com. And when we come back, it'll be time for the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Respect, but it must suck to be that dumb.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, everybody. It's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. This year I can get you back $148.50 back into your checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
All righty, Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. Your Medicare coach, too, is on the line right now. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce, and good morning, America.
Mm-hmm. You are talking to America.
Yes, sir. I love it. We appreciate the main station in Tampa Bay, Florida, AM 860 The Answer, or you can hear me.
Well, we're broadcasting on the GCN Radio Network, USA Radio Network, and selected Salem radio stations from Tampa.
There you go.
That's the way we do it. That's the way we do it.
That's the way to do it. You're knocking it out of the park, Matt, and getting some more affiliates and some good things happening. That's what it's all about.
All right. Well, let's talk about the Rams. They had a big old parade, and it came out yesterday that the Rams and Matthew Stafford and his family were going to pay the hospital bills for the broken camera costs for the NFL photographer Kelly Smiley, who literally got run over in the stampede.
Yeah, it was unfortunate, to say the least. You know, the staff and family is a class act. I'm happy that he won the Super Bowl. I'm sad for the Cincinnati Bengals fans. Obviously, there can only be one winner.
Isn't he a Tampa boy originally?
No, Matt Stafford, he was a Texas boy, and then he went to play at Georgia. And him and Clayton Kershaw, the great pitcher for the Los Angeles Dodgers, are very good friends, and they played baseball together growing up. Mm-hmm. Went to the same high school. He did football, and Clayton did baseball. And funny how, you know, both of them turned out fantastic. Got a beautiful family, do a lot of good things. And speaking about the Rams, you know, Aaron Donald, the great defensive tackle, says he'll be back if they bring everybody back, kind of similar to what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they brought everybody back after they won the Super Bowl and gave them a good run. Just came up a little bit short against the Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah. So. Now, we got another football league getting ready to start up here pretty quick called the USFL.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Now, doesn't Tampa have a team in that?
They do. Yes, sir.
The Tampa Bay Bandits, right?
That is correct.
And isn't that the team name that Spurrier played under years ago?
That's right. He coached them back in the day. Mr. Steve Spurrier, that was his first, you know, professional job, you know, coaching. And he went up to Duke and did a great job up there. Then obviously to the Florida Gators. You know, rest is history. Then he went up to the Redskins. Took a chance out there on the Washington football team. Back then they were the Redskins. And then he finished out at South Carolina. So he was an excellent ball coach. And he just loved the game of football and loved drawing up like different things. So.
Well, I noticed the names of these teams are very familiar, similar to what they had in the league before.
Correct, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're going to play the majority of their games there in Birmingham, Alabama. And we'll see what happens with this league. You know, we'll see if another one. People love football.
Yep.
But we'll see what they do. Hopefully they'll do some rule things, Captain, that gets people thinking, you know, about doing different things, which I would love to see happen. Because I think there'll be some different rule changes in the National Football League.
Well, I heard a rumor last night. Now, this is a baseball rumor because we're sitting here waiting to see what's going to happen with baseball. But guess who's not happy with the Yankees?
Who's not happy with the Yankees, Captain?
Aaron Judge.
Oh, wow.
And he's talking about leaving New York. He wants, there's some teams that he would like to go to play for, and one of them happens to be Tampa.
Ooh, man, I tell you, a lot of guys love playing in Florida.
It's because of our coach. It's because of the fact that we've been in contention almost every year for, what, the last 5 years anyway?
Oh, yeah, very much so. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with all the, you know, negatives about the Trop, a lot of people like going there because it's, you know, come August when, you know, feels like 100 outside and you're there in the 72-degree dome watching a ball game. You enjoy that.
Yep, and when it rains, you're not getting wet.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. So two very important points that people need to realize. It won't happen in our lifetime, Captain, but I can see all the stadiums going to a dome just to be, you know, customer friendly. Look at the Super Bowl in the LA Rams Stadium.
Warm weather. They want warm weather stadiums to play the Super Bowl. They're done with freezing in the cold.
Well, that's it. That's part of it. Well, the press and the players and all the fans don't want to be traveling around and that. They're trying to get away from that to watch a game and have a little vacation. So that's why I don't think we'll see that in the future. But you never know with the NFL. We're going to see what happens with the Brian Flores case. The Cowboys, you know, the lawyers and scandal. I mean, it amazes me. I mean, everybody's trying to get an edge, Captain, and I get it. But do it straight up. Hey, Daytona, man, how about that? Yesterday, there's some good dual win racing up there.
Mm-hmm.
Keselowski, Blucher. I mean, very good, man. It was some good racing.
Hendrick's race team is number one and two to start off the poll.
Yeah, so that's going to be a lot of fun to watch. So it's going to be an exciting spring and summer. If we can get baseball to wake up, I just don't get it, Captain. Billionaires fighting millionaires. You know, if these guys would talk to people that are, you know, making your average income and see what they go through, to really get nitpicky over these little things is a little much to me. And you're affecting other people's lives, too. I think you should think about that a little bit and be cognizant of it. That's just my take and my opinion. And I understand, you know, the situation. But it seems like if two people can sit down and get together, they can work things out, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
And that needs to happen.
I got to ask you a question here because this has been, since I heard about this, this has been something I wanted to ask you about. The ex-Angels employee was convicted of providing drugs that killed that young pitcher, Tyler Skaggs, caused his overdose and all that stuff. What do you think they ought to do with him?
Man, that's definitely got to be something, you know, up there with criminal as well as MLB investigation.
Well,
you know,
he's going to be sentenced, but I don't know what he's going to get. But, you know, I don't want to see this guy get let up because of that Gascon guy out there. You know, but, well, you didn't mean to do it or whatever. No. He gave him an overdose of drugs.
Yeah. I mean, again, Captain, we got to be careful with that, I think, because, like, with you give me a gun, okay, and I commit suicide. Are you responsible for that?
Matter of fact, you might be.
Yeah. I think that's a slippery slope. Mm-hmm. But I hear your point, you know, and, it's just not something to get involved in. You just got to walk away. I'm sorry, Patrick. You don't seem to sound mine. I'm not giving you a gun. Or what do you need it for? I'll go get you to buy one. We'll do a background check.
Mm-hmm.
You need prescription drugs because you're hurting? I'm not going to give them to you. We're going to go to a doctor and see what you really need. And
so
get
you
right.
What you should do.
Mm-hmm. That's what should happen. But I just don't like blaming other people for things that somebody else really, you know, has responsibility to do or not to do. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Captain, I see my time is up. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. I wish everybody well out there. Be safe.
All righty. I'll see you on Sunday. It's going to be a great weekend.
Thank you, sir. See you then.
All righty. Patrick Kylan, the Sports Zone quarterback. By the way, go over to Facebook and sign up to follow their group, like their group, the Sports Zone. You'll see it's a very popular page. They've got about 1,100 or so people in the group now, and they're growing by leaps and bounds. It's a good show. Sundays, 11 to 12. All right, well, my time is up. I got a dash. God bless America.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.